Andrew Dice Clay, I can't believe it, on the line with me right now.
How's it going?
It's going. Can I call you Dice? Is that allowed?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. The legendary Andrew Dice Clay coming to Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory Comedy Club this weekend for 5 shows.
You know what? I'm excited about coming to Vinnie's club because he built it. He's got another club he's had for many years, but this he like built from the ground up. He's really proud of it. And, you know, I've done everything in stand-up, but it always comes back to the clubs. Like, that's the best feel for stand-up. You know, I've done the smallest clubs. I've done the biggest arenas. And, of course, that's great, you know, ego-wise, you know, because that was like an aim of mine many years ago. But there's nothing like being able to be on top of the crowds and on top of the people and, you know, seeing who you're dealing with, you know, because I do work the crowd a lot. And so, you know, the dressing room, like, as Vinny's been building this thing, you know, has been very important because, you know, it's, the other club's got a tiny dressing room, right?
Yep.
But this one's got lava lamps.
Oh.
You understand? It's got a vibe, you know, because where a comic hangs out in between shows is very important.
Of course, you got to get ready for the next one.
Yeah, and you want to chill out because it's going to be a few hours. You know, so he was really, like, careful about just everything he did with this club. And, I mean, the last time I spoke to him was the opening night. Like, I was excited for him.
Oh, yeah, it just opened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and you know, and comedy is just, right now, has become the hottest thing in the world again. That's why you see all the specials and the movies and, you know, just everybody's out there now.
Speaking of the clubs, you got your start, like so many others, at the legendary Comedy Store. And Mitzi Shore just recently passed away. They had the memorial over the weekend, which you were at. But what happened there? Somebody was stalking you at that memorial?
Oh, Jesus. God damn. It's just funny. What is that, from my Instagram?
It is. I was following you, and I was trying to figure out exactly what happened.
That's why I try to stay in a lot, because I try to be cool with people. You let them get their picture, but then it's not enough. You know, then, you know, because today everybody just crosses the boundary. They don't just want a picture. You know, the guy could be a plumber, but yet for some reason he wants an interview on his phone. You know, so you got to get rid of him. I got no patience for this. So at a certain point, this guy, he's now, like, up at the next door at the Hyatt Hotel. And I forgot, who was I with? Mike Black, that you saw a clip. You know, and then I was telling Jimmy Florentine what happened. But it's like, what are you kidding me? You know, by the time I walked in to do the memorial, I'm in a rage. You know, it's like, it's supposed to be calm and nice, and you tell stories about that person. And, you know, plus it's all comics and, you know, like some of the comics, like Bob Saget's my friend, Louis Anderson. You know, it's like great to see these guys, you know. And then you got some, you know, I know we're on regular radio, but people know what I want to call this guy. They understand. I want to say it even worse than they think I want to say it. You know, that's sometimes, you know, my hatred, you know. So by the time I even sat down in the showroom, you know, I'm in a rage. You know? But and I wasn't scheduled to speak because I didn't know if I could be there that day. You know, it was Mother's Day. So anyway, you know, the guy running the store, you know, he just comes over and he goes, "Dice, you're welcome to go up. We'd love to have you go on." Because I knew Mitzi for, you know, 40 years. And so I went on after Pauly Shore, which I thought was very cool. And it was really a great and fun night. But I was like the first guy to do comedy that night. Because, you know, at the end of Pauly, you know, what he was talking about, you know, Mitzi was his mom, obviously. So he showed like a little film. And it's sad, you know, because she's gone. And I'm backstage talking to Eleanor Kerrigan, who normally opens for me. You know, just as a note, you know, I'm bringing Kate Quigley, who I've been watching now come up, and, you know, she's amazing. So people are really going to love the show. But now I got to go back to where I was. So I'm backstage, you know, while this sad film is playing, and I grab Eleanor, and I said, I got to open with a bit. I got to do something. You know, what am I just going to, you know, keep making it sadder? So I opened with a bit where I'm not going to say what the bit is because I'll probably have to use it when I'm there. But I really took the crowd off guard and you know, so I killed them for a few minutes and then got into talking about Mitzi and, you know, what she did for the world of comedy. You know, that was my, like, home club. And what she had like that she could spot the potential in people and give you a stage to work every night, which is what she did for me, you know, and so many others. So it was like an honor to speak to her, you know, like about her.
Was the Comedy Store stage the first stage where you were Dice when you started doing the character?
That's where Dice is born, you know. You know, because I used to do just all these, like, impressions and singing and, you know, and then I just decided just wear my leather and go on stage, you know. And even at that time, Mitzi wasn't that sure that it was going to work out for me because normally comics are self-deprecating, you know. They didn't have, like, you know, I'm trying not to say, like, that I'm gorgeous. Like with an ego. And I'm talking, you know, there I am, I'm 21 years old, whatever. But, you know, even Mitzi Shaw used to feel that. She says, you don't look like a comic. She used to tell me, look at the comics. And I'd be like, what do you mean? She goes, look at them. Look at their face. Look what they are. You know, because comics, you know, when I started out, you know, there wasn't, you know, if you think of Buddy Hackett, you know, you think of it, you don't go, wow, you know, if I had to put three faces together, it would be Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and Buddy Hackett. You know what I mean? You know, comics were like stupid looking. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, and when I came along, Mitzi was like, you're like the first movie star comedian. That's how she looked at me.
And you became a movie star. I mean, you're still working in movies. You just worked with Woody Allen.
I got a movie coming out, you know.
The Star is Born, right?
I'm not starring in it, but A Star is Born, yeah.
This is going to be a big movie. It's coming out this fall. You're working with Lady Gaga, and it's...
Yeah, I play Gaga's father.
It's a musical, so are you singing in it? I know you can rhyme.
No. People know. Number one, I can sing. People could actually look up, even in my show Dice, we ended the season with a song and dance number. It's like nuts to say. I'm like an entertainer. I'm not, that's why I like the comedy thing. I like it, but I feel like, what I used to do in concert with the drums and Elvis and Travolta doing Grease Lightning, like crazy stuff with like an eight-piece band. You know, it was a lot of fun those times.
That's right. You got your start in music, and it's coming full circle for you.
It really is. I'm getting to, like, the fact that I could come to Vinny's new club is like I'm enjoying these days. You know, when I went through the other stuff, you know, that was hard to come to. It's like trying to come through, a monsoon, you know, and you got to get out the other end. You know, it was very controversial. It was, you know, a lot of pressure.
When you were coming up and you were hitting it big and you were coming up right around the same time as Sam Kinison and you were both the quote, the controversial comedians.
Definitely.
And I've always wondered, did you have a rivalry with him, whether it was friendly or fierce? Did you
No,
guys...
he had one with me. He just couldn't handle my success at all. I mean, and he was doing great. You know, he wasn't about as big as you could get before my career took off. But I shot into arenas and stadiums, you know, and he was doing like, 4,000 or 5,000 seats a night, which is gigantic.
Of course.
You know, he just, and I was really happy for Sam when he made it, but he just couldn't handle my success. He went nuts. I didn't have the rivalry, but he did. This guy wound up calling me and begging me to go on tour with me. He ruined his whole audience by, you know, bad-mouthing me. They'd walk out on him, you know, and it's like, you know, regular people coming to see you perform, they don't care what you think about another act. They want to be entertained. So, you know, he baffled his own, but, you know, look, it's no secret Sam was into the drugs and the drinking and all the craziness, you know, and, you know, which is sad that he's not around. You know, when you think, you know, it's just that, like I said, it's, you got to weather the storm, but you got to come through it somehow. But I was never into the whole substance thing.
Do you still do the cigarette behind the head on stage, or did you switch to vape pens?
I hold unlit cigarettes, but I don't smoke anymore. And do you know why I don't do it around my head? Because that shoulder, I ripped. Like the rotary cuff.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah, I could actually do the move. I was doing it, but I got this tear in my rotary. So, you know, in order for it to heal, I can't be twisting my arm around my whole head, you know. But I still, you know, I do the palms with the crowd. They love that.
Of course, that's what they're coming for. Vinny Brand, Stress Factory, 5 shows this weekend. Andrew Dice Clay. Dice, thank you so much.
Dog, I will hopefully see you there.